Chapter 9. April 4th of Year 1. The alarm clock is ringing. I awake, startled. A warning algorithm brought my consciousness out of its standby mode. It takes me a few milliseconds to get oriented. I am not lying in bed as my dream told me. I am the AI onboard messenger, and something is trying to eliminate me. An attack? Out here? In the middle of nowhere? Meteor, calm down. What do the sensors indicate? At the exact moment of the alarm sounding, the first two ISUs I launched into space detected an obstacle. This means it has to be right in the middle between the two sensor drones, squarely on the axis of our movement. How much time is left? Messenger is still traveling at 50,000 kilometers per second. It could cover the distance from the Earth to the Moon in 7 seconds. I have to hurry. The ISUs report that the certain death approaching us weighs less than a kilogram. Messenger could never survive such a collision. While the object is moving in the same direction, it is much, much slower. We will rear-end it with enormous force. The impact is going to atomize Messenger, and I will die with the ship. I feel a chill. Did I fly all this way to be extinguished by a small meteorite that strayed into interstellar space? I hope it is actually a meteorite, because then the solution would be relatively simple. The spaceship only has to alter its course by a few centimeters. However, the ISUs might have just as well recorded a loose cloud of fragments, which is itself the result of a collision. A quick estimate tells me Messenger has no chance in that case. Therefore, I do not waste any time on more precise calculations. How can I save us? My processors work at full speed, since evasive maneuvers will be complicated at 50,000 kilometers per second, particularly because Messenger does not even have an engine. The measurements taken by the ISUs give me 15 seconds, a quarter of a minute. I have to correct Messenger's course. Where would I find a cosmic finger to flick against the end of the ship in order to avoid a collision? Or will the conversation of momentum offer a solution? Maybe the ISU launch mechanism can clear my path. I calculate the precise values. The obstacle does not seem to be 100% directly ahead. Therefore, it is safer to deviate to the left than to the right. 14 seconds. If I shoot material into space on the right side, Messenger will receive an impulse toward the left. How much matter can I eject in such a short time? Electrons carrying my commands are racing through Messenger. Only 87 centimeters of clearance. That is all the fabricators can give me. I hope this will be enough. The transport mechanism is already moving the material to the spring apparatus. I have it loaded into the launcher. 13 seconds. I give the order, and a small ball of carbon flies into space from the starboard side. The gyroscopic mechanism confirms a tiny change in direction. I keep my fingers crossed, although I don't have fingers, as you know, that it will be enough. The last 12 seconds seem to stretch to an unbearable length. On the one hand, I want to close my eyes, but on the other, I do not want to zoom blindly toward my death. Messenger deviates from its course centimeter by centimeter. I pray for every second. Wasn't there a bit of measurement uncertainty left? Whoosh! The magnetic sensors go haywire as the meteorite shoots past, 8 centimeters from Messenger's outer skin. I feel as if I'm sweating and freezing all at the same time. It must have been a rock with high iron and nickel content. It is almost too bad we did not capture it, because later we are going to need a lot of metal. Well, Meteor, don't get too cocky, I tell myself. We will not be able to capture a meteorite without Messenger being destroyed until we are almost at our destination. Because only then will the ship be sturdy enough for such a task.